I am working with models from India and Sri Lanka, and their bodies are so different from Black American bodies.
How so? What were you specifically struck by?
I was specifically struck by the task of painting them. It was a joy. There was a joy. There's always a joy in newness as a painter. And when working in Africa, for example, I schooled myself by learning how to paint people who look like me. Learning how to paint Harlem, Brooklyn, there's a certain range of scale. Now, when you take yourself to continental sub-Saharan Africa, you start to encounter different realities with regards to light and how it bounces across the skin, the way that blues and purples play into play. In India and Sri Lanka, this is no different. I mean, this becomes a moment in which you have an opportunity to learn as a painter how to create the body in full form. And that's a very material and aesthetic thing. This is not conceptual. This is the way that you see someone. And it's all an abstraction. It's colored paste and a hairy stick, and you have to rub that against this cotton fabric to create something that people love and enjoy. But boy, is it hard. Boy, is it hard. And I think at my best, I try to approximate the light, the yellow ochres that I needed to use on my palette are manifold in this show, the burnt siennas that I needed to eat. And we're all very uncomfortable with this, because the idea of like talking about ethnicity and color and like locating it on a palette within like specific color tones becomes very literal and becomes very almost tyrannical, but that's what the painting object is. And the question then becomes, how does the artist deal with the idea of the body becoming immaterial? These are real people that you meet. These are real people that you spend time with. And when my material process is to take a photo, look at that photo, change it, augment it. Everything that you see in these paintings is not what I saw in the streets. The question of the viewer is, what's actual? Whatever is.